Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Philippians 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In every prayer for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about you, since I have you in my heart. For in my chains and in my defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partners in grace with me. God is my witness how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to test and prove what is best, and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Now I want you to know, brothers, that my circumstances have actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And most of the brothers, confident in the Lord by my chains, now dare more greatly to speak the word without fear. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The former, however, preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can add to the distress of my chains. What then is the issue? Just this, that in every way, whether by false motives or true, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice, yes, and I will continue to rejoice, because I know that through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, my distress will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have complete boldness, so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me, so what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better indeed, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my coming to you again, your exaltation in Christ Jesus will resound on account of me. Nevertheless, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a clear sign of their destruction, but of your salvation, and it is from God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him, since you are encountering the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. This is God's word. This is another of Paul's prison letters, as we saw in verse 7, which says, whether I am in chains, and so on. This one is written to the church at Philippi. Paul founded this church during his second missionary journey. You can see that in Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 40. Paul also visited Philippi twice during his third missionary journey. Note that Philippi is in Macedonia, and Paul went there in Acts chapter 20, verses 1 and 2, and returned there in Acts chapter 20, verse 6. The Philippians were givers. They supported Paul's work by sending him money while he was in Corinth, according to Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 5, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 16. And they did this so that Paul could stop making tents. Acts chapter 18, verse 3 talks about that. And instead of making tents, their gift allowed him to devote himself, and this is a quote from Acts 18, verse 5, exclusively to preaching. The Philippians also gave generously to the fund Paul collected for the Jewish believers in Jerusalem. You can see 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 5 for that. This letter that we call Philippians was written to thank these believers for their long financial partnership, that's the word Paul uses, in chapter 1, verse 5, and chapter 4, verses 15 through 16. So Paul is thanking them for their long financial partnership with him already, but also for a new gift that they had sent to him while he was in prison in Rome. That's indicated in Philippians 4, 14, and 18. The tone of this letter is happy. Words like joy and rejoice show up again and again throughout the letter. Although Paul was still in prison, he expected to be released soon, according to verse 19. Still, Paul's joy came less from his anticipation of release and more from how the gospel was advancing among the men who were guarding him, as we saw in verses 12 and 13, and how his imprisonment was causing others to speak up for Christ in his absence, as we saw in verses 14 and 15. If Paul's trial unexpectedly went badly, Paul could still rejoice because dying for Christ meant going to be with Christ, as we saw in verse 23. So the source of Paul's joy then was Christ. Christ was the one he was serving, according to verse 1. Christ was the one he was trusting to provide for him, whether through the giving of the Philippians or not. Christ was using his imprisonment to advance the gospel, according to verses 12 through 18. And Jesus Christ was the one Paul would meet whenever his time on this earth was over, as we saw in verse 23. And Christ was the one who would keep causing the Philippians' faith to grow and mature, as we saw in verse 6 and verses 27 through 30. Paul's circumstances were not the cause of his joy or the cause of discouragement, because Paul had faith in God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you looking to the Lord for joy in your life at this time? Maybe you are facing some trials in your life. Are you looking to Jesus for joy no matter what he allows into your life? Let me encourage you to do that today, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.